The Divorce Prescription. Chapter 201. Yes, it's what Mrs. Tate Sr. and Mrs. Tate ordered. This is a seductive scented candle, the other maid replied. Looks like tonight, Ms. Carley and Mr. Alvarez will finally make it official, said the first maid. Just wait. Soon enough, Ms. Carley will become Mrs. Alvarez. Trine all evening. That's not all. Even Dr. C stayed over tonight. He's probably going to seal the deal with Ms. Tracy. Mrs. Tate Sr. hasn't stopped smiling. Those two grandsons, in law, are her treasures. Just wait and see. The Tate family's golden days are just beginning. The two maids walked away. Celine had overheard every word of their conversation. So, Sonia and Lucy planned to light a seductive scented candle for Adam? She remembered the last time Adam had been at Tate Manor, when they had used the same scented candle on him. The effects had been mild, and he had managed to fight it off. This time, however, the seductive scented candle was far more potent, the kind that was nearly impossible to find on the market. It seemed Sonia and Lucy could no longer wait. Should she warn Adam? Never mind. Her long lashes lowered over her eyes. It wasn't her place to meddle. After all, Adam had always loved Carley. The seductive scented candle was just an enhancement for them. Celine glanced at the brightly lit Tate Manor, its windows glowing with festive light, and lanterns lined every corner. Then she turned and left. Her solitary figure disappeared quickly into the thick fog of the cold night. In the bedroom, the maid had already delivered the seductive scented candle. Carley sat on the bed while Adam handed her a glass of water. Feeling better? Carley nodded. Yes, much better. Adam, my heart's been acting up these past few days. Luckily, we found Dr. C. He'll fix me soon enough. Adarn's sharp, handsome face remained unreadable. It was Tracy who found Dr. C? Yes. Adam, do you doubt that this Dr. C is real? Carley asked. Adam didn't reply. Carley smiled softly. You're overthinking. This Dr. C is the real deal. Adam didn't dwell on the topic. Instead, he stood up. Since you're feeling better, I'll head back now. Adam, Carley quickly grabbed his hand and swayed it lightly, her tone playful. Are you still mad at me? I'm sorry, okay. Stay and keep me company. Adarn gently pulled his hand away. Get some rest. He turned to leave. Adam, have you started liking Celine? Carley asked suddenly. Adam's steps faltered. You know why I sent those photos to Willie, don't you? Because a woman's intuition is never wrong. It seems like you're starting to feel something for her. Carley said. Adam's dark lashes lowered briefly as it shielding his thoughts. He loosened his tie, his fingers pulling at the fabric around his neck. He felt a bit warm. The sensation hit him like a wave. Heat surged through his body, burning and relentless, and his sharp, narrow eyes turned crimson with an unmistakable hint of desire. Something was wrong. Ada immediately recognized it. His hand shot out to open the door, and outside stood Hayden and Lucy. They had been waiting outside the whole time. Mr. Alvarez, Hayden and Lucy smiled nervously. Adam's expression darkened. What did you do? Few could hide anything from him for long. Mr. Alvarez, W. Adam's icy paws swept over them before he tumbled on his heel to leave. Mr. Alvarez. Lucy called out abruptly. This kind of seductive scented candle has no antidote. The get in climate. If you leave, what about Carley? Only way to neutralize it is for a man and a woman to. Chapter 202. Adam stopped in his tracks and turned to look at Carley. She had inhaled the seductive scent. A wave of heat surged through her body, and her delicate face flashed a deep red. She bit her lip, her gaze soft and alluring as she looked up at Blynn. Lucy spoke again. Mr. Alvarez, this is exactly when Carly needs you. Surely, you wouldn't leave her now, would you? Adam's sharp eyes locked on Carly, but he didn't respond. Carly slipped off the bed and threw herself into his arms. Lucy and Hayden exchanged triumphant glances before quietly closing the door. Carly's silky strap slid from her shoulder, leaving her soft and alluring chamilder exposed. Her eyes filled with adoration. Adam, I knew it. I've always been the one you truly care about. She wrapped her arms around his neck and leaned in on Typeen's, aiming for his lips. However, she missed it. Adam turned away just in time. Her body stiffened for a moment before she tried again, only for him to sidestep her once more. He reached out and pushed her away. Carly, let this be the last time. Don't ever pull these dirty tricks on me again. Otherwise, you'll face the... That calm yet deliberate phrase "face the consequences" sent a chill through Carly. Her fish checks paled instantly. It was a warning aimed at the entire Tate family. Adam brushed past her and headed for the door. Was he leaving? At this moment, of all times, he was going to abandon Latter. What was she supposed to do now? Carly hugged Adam tightly from behind. Adam, please. Don't leave me. I need you. Carly, let go. Adam warned. He froze mid-step at that. Carly's lips curved into a knowing smile. No matter the situation, calling him that always worked. It was his biggest weakness. She stepped around to face him, then gave him a firm push, sending him sprawling onto the bed. Sir, don't you want me anymore? Adam's muscles tensed like coiled steel. He couldn't resist Carly. Carly leaned in, her lips brushing against his. Celine had returned to the hospital, keeping Nathan company in his VIP ward. Nathan had a business matter he needed to discuss with Adam, taking out his phone, he said, let me give Adon a call. He dialed, but nobody picked up. Frowning, he tried two more times but still received no answer. What's going on? Why isn't he picking up? Celine, who had been soaking a towel in a basin of warm water, remained calm. Her long lashes cast shadows over her cheeks as she said softly, Mr. Alvarez is very busy tonight. You should try again tomorrow. Busy with what? Nathan asked in confusion. Hey, with Carly. Most likely. The effects of the seductive candle had undoubtedly taken hold by now, and Carly were likely together in bed at that time. Of course, he wouldn't be answering phone calls. Celine handed the towel to Nathan, changing the subject. You should rest, Mr. Lynch. You're still recovering. Half an hour later, the ward grew quiet as Nathan drifted into a deep sleep. Sitting on the couch nearby, Celine picked up her phone and began texting, Perry. Chapter 203. Perry sent her a message. Celine, the Tate family has fallen for a scam. I did some digging. This fake Dr. C is part of a fraud syndicate. It turns out that most of the Tate family members are gamblers. This time, they might lose everything. Celine wanted to reply, but before she could, her phone vibrated. She glanced at the screen, and her heart skipped a beat. The caller was none other than Adam. She couldn't believe Adam was calling her. Why was he calling her? Wasn't he supposed to be with Carly? Celine had no idea why he suddenly decided to call, so she didn't answer. The phone buzzed again and again. He kept calling until finally, the call stopped. Celine lay in bed. It was late now, yet sleep eluded her. A soft locking broke the silence as she turned onto her side. Someone was at the door. Who could? The knocks came again, firm and deliberate. The rhythm echoed with an unyielding strength. Celine slipped out of bed and cautiously opened the door. Standing in the dimly lit hallway was a tall, imposing figure. It was Adam. The hospital corridor was eerily quiet at this hour, and the faint light from overhead fixtures cast long shadows on his chiseled features. His broad shoulders carried the chill of the night. He stood there, bathed in half light, his deep black eyes fixed intently on her. Celine's heart thudded heavily in her chest by his sudden appearance in the middle of the night. Why was he here? Adam's gaze bore into hers as he spoke, "Why didn't you answer my calls?" His low, husky voice tinged with a gravelly warmth. "I didn't hear them." Celine stood by the door. He didn't believe her. A smirk tugged at the corner of his thin lips. "You spent the whole day with Nathan but couldn't spare a moment to take my call." Celine's fingers curled. "Mr. Alvarez, it's late. You should go. If there's anything important, we can talk tomorrow." She moved to close the door, but it wouldn't budge. His lovey had slid between the frame and the door, holding it firmly open. Celine had no choice but to look up, her clear eyes meeting his unwavering gaze. "Mr. Alvarez, what exactly do you want? Do you plan to keep standing there and talking to me through the doorway? Either I come in, or you come out." His domineering tone left no room for negotiation. Not wanting to disturb Nathan, Celine reluctantly stepped out into the hallway. Adam didn't waste a moment. He took her hand and pulled her along. Her hand was small and soft against his firm grip. Celine was unsure where he was bringing her, but his touch was warm, almost unnaturally so. The seductive scent was probably still in effect. Celine didn't know what had gotten to him or how he and Carly were doing. She didn't want to know either. Celine struggled to free herself. "Mr. Alvarez, let go of me." Adam didn't. He led her to an empty stairwell, then turned abruptly. With a swift motion, he pressed her against the cold wall, trapping her between the unyielding surface and his solid frame. Celine tried to push him away. "Mr. Alvarez, what are you doing?" Adam's handsome face blocked her vision as he started kissing her. Celine's mind went blank. The kiss was forceful. His hand braced against the wall beside her head, caging her in as his lips claimed hers. Realizing what was happening, Celine fought back. "Let me go." She turned her head to escape his kiss. Adam's heavy breathing filled the small space as he stared at her. "You asked what I wanted. This. Is the answer good enough for you?" Chapter 204. "No," Celine said firmly, pushing him away with all her strength. In the struggle, her hand accidentally hit his left one. "Cook." Adam groaned, a pained sound escaping his lips. "Wrong." Celine Fritra, startled. "What's with night?" Lifted his injured left hand a te. Adam looked at her. "Celine, my hand hurts." He lifted. Celine knew his hand had been seriously hurt, but she hadn't realized the full extent. 2-piece stitches had been required. Though the stitches had been removed, there was a deep scar on his palm, a grotesque anal worm file. Only the two of them were in the hallway, dimly lit by the warm glow of overhead lights. They stood close enough to hear each other's heartbeat. Adam repeated while looking at Celine, "Celine, do you see it? My hand hurts." Celine was confused and exasperated. She couldn't understand why he, a man who had always carried himself with unyielding strength, was suddenly so fixated on claiming pain. She tilted her delicate lace up to meet his pez. "It's ugly," she said bluntly, referring to the scar. Adam's lips twitched into a mix of disbelief and amusement. The next second, he lowered his head and kissed her. Celine tried to push him away, but her efforts were futile. His strong, slender fingers tangled in her soft black hair, cradling the back of her head. He was relentless, overpowering. Celine felt like she couldn't breathe, as if she was being eaten alive. She hammered her fists against his chest, and only then did he release her. His face buried into her hair as he drew a deep breath. "Celine," his voice was hoarse and gravelly. "I've been drugged." Celine tried to take a step back but was blocked by the wall, leaving her no space to escape. So, you've been with Nathan all this time. Don't you think it's time you spent some of it with dropping even lower? Celine, I want you. With that, he kissed the shell of her ear. Dr. His Val. Celine froze. She had expected this. From the moment he appeared at her door in the middle of the night, she had known his intentions. Why wasn't he with Carly? Why had he left the Tate family's house? Memories of his words from the other night at Celestial Suite resurfaced, his cold and biting judgment cutting through her thoughts. He had called Carly pure and untouchable and had told her this was her place. Was he here to treat her like an outlet for his desires? She hadn't forgotten the humiliation he had put her through. She lifted her chin. Her clear, determined eyes met his. I don't want it. Her voice was steady. Adam's towering figure froze in place. Celine pushed him away and turned to leave, but Adam grabbed her wrist. Celine, do you really not like me anymore? Celine turned her head. That's right. I don't like you anymore. Adam's hand loosened at her words, his fingers slipping away from her wrist. His lips curled into a mocking smile as he nodded. All right then. With that, he took out his phone and dialed a number. Leo, send me a clean one to Lux Gardini. Celine watched. Stunned silence as he hung up and walked away, his long strides carrying him swiftly down the hallway. He led, just like that. For a long time, Celine stood there. Eventually, she turned and walked back to the 7th ward. Inside, Nathan was still last asleep, undisturbed by the night's events. Celine climbed onto the couch and closed her eyes. Chapter 205. However, Celine couldn't fall asleep. Soon, there was another lock on the door. Who could it be this time? Celine opened the door to find Leo, who had rushed over. Mrs. Alvarez. She stepped out into the hallway. Leo, why are you here? Leo's expression grew more anxious. Mrs. Alvarez, Mr. Alvarez was drugged at Tate Manor. Please, you need to go to Lux Garden and check on him. Didn't he ask you to find someone else for him? I'm not going. Celine turned to head back into the room. Mrs. Alvarez. Leo called after her. Mr. Alvarez didn't mean it. He said that on purpose just to provoke you. Couldn't you tell? Her hand froze on the doorknob for a moment. Mrs. Alvarez, do you remember the vacation villa? That day, Mr. Lynch took a hit for you. But have you ever considered what Mr. Alvarez went through? His left hand was injured after trying to save you. Celine slowly turned back to face him. What does his hand have to do with me? Without hesitation, Leo pulled out his phone and tapped on the screen. Mrs. Alvarez, see for yourself. She took the phone and played the surveillance footage. The video showed her standing with her back to the chaos as one of Willie's men lunged at her with a knife. Adam threw himself forward at the critical moment, grabbing the sharp blade with his bare hand. Celine froze. She hadn't known IL. Mrs. Alvarez, Mr. Alvarez injured his hand for you. After you slapped him that night, he stood outside this very hospital room all night long. The next day, his hand needed 23 stitches. The doctors said that if he had come in any later, his hand might have been permanently damaged. That day, when the knife came at you, both Mr. Alvarez and Mr. Lynch rushed to protect you. Mr. Lynch was closer, so he reached you first, Leo said. Celine. In the footage, both Adam and Nathan could be heard shouting her name as they ran toward her. Celine's mind reeled. That day was so chaotic that she hadn't realized it. Without this video, she never would have known what had really happened. Adam had never told her either. She hadn't expected him to save her. Why? Didn't he hate her? Her thoughts drifted back to the hallway earlier. Celine, my hand hurts. He had said it twice. At the time, She had brushed it off, but now it was clear that he had been trying to show her his injury. She had spent all her time with Nathan. Celine let out a small, bitter laugh. Adam could be so absurd sometimes. WU with Mr. L. Mr. Lynch. He was angry, Leo added. Mrs. Alvarez, I know Mr. Alvarez has said a lot of hurtful things to you. But that's only because he saw Celine turn to look at him. And why was he angry? Leo replied reluctantly, Mrs. Alvarez, you should ask Mr. Alvarez yourself. But I think he might have fallen for you. Adam. In love with her? How was that even possible? Celine dared not believe it. He had forgotten his promise in the cave year. Him. Years ago. Yet, she had held on to it. He had cast her aside, and still, she had come to. All this time, she had followed in his shadow, yearning for just a fraction of the love he so easily gave to Carly. How could he like her? Adam sat on the living room couch at Lux Garden, Halls the discarded carelessly to one side, crumpled into a ball. His sharp features were set in a grim scowl, his eyes clouded with darkness. Suddenly, there was a soft click as the front door opened. Someone had arrived. Chapter 206. Adam looked up and saw a slender figure. Celine had come. His thin lips pressed into a line. What are you doing here? Who let you in? Celine stepped into the living room, walking toward him. Leo. Adam called out. Leo, where's the person I asked you to arrange? Why isn't she here yet? No response. No one answered him. Celine also remained silent. Adam tugged at the collar of his shirt, his expression darkening. Get out. Celine's long lashes fluttered slightly. Fine, I'll leave then. She turned on her heels and began to walk away. However, before she could take another step, a strong hand grabbed her slender arm. His voice was low and filled with restrained anger. Celine. Celine turned back, blinking up at him with a playful glint in her eyes. What? Adam pulled her closer. His body was burning, his skin hot like molten lava. The effects of the seductive scent had been tormenting him for hours, and sheer willpower was the only thing keeping him together. His eyes were red, and his resolve crumbled. Adam dipped his face into her hair and began to kiss her. His large, heated hand slid beneath the hem of her shirt. Celine shivered at his touch, her body instinctively recalling. You're trembling. Don't tell me you've never been with a man before, Adam said, his voice mocking. Celine's gaze met his. In the depths of his dark, bloodshot eyes, she saw something primal. A rue, unguarded desire. He looked at her like a man starved. It was like he had stripped away every pretense and let his true self show. Did he think Celine's private life was a mess and that she had slept with a lot of men? Was that the reason he treated her this way? Celine bit down on her lower lip and raised her hand to slap him. However, this time, he caught her wrist in midair. He shoved her onto the couch. His body pressed down on hers, pinning her in place. Enough with the slapping. Try it again and see what happens. Celine was the only person who had ever dared to slap him. Let me go, she demanded, squirming beneath him. He released her wrist but immediately began unbuttoning her shirt. Adam, stop. I can help you, she blurted, her hand tumbling at her waist for the silver needle she always carried. She was aiming at Adam's acupuncture point. However, Adam wasn't someone who could be caught off guard. He swatted the needle out of her hand in an instant. What do you think you're doing? The needle dropped on the carpet, and Celine was scrambling to retrieve the needle. My needle. From above, Adam watched her pick up the needle. Her long, dark hair cascaded over her delicate arms. Her profile was flawless, and her skin was smooth and glowing. Adara gazed at her, his eyes studying. Eyeing her the way a man would look at a woman. Every man had his preferences, but before meeting Celine, H quite defined what his type was. He couldn't. Cerely had always been the apple of his eye, and everyone assumed he preferred women as striking as red roses. He used to believe that himself until Celine appeared. He had seen many beautiful women in his life, but none had overheld his gaze like she did. He pulled his belt from his waist in one swift motion, the sharp sound slicing through the silence. With a single movement, he was on top of her again, his arms encircling her. He pressed his body against Celine's and whispered her name. Her hand brushed against the silver needle, and just as her fingers closed around it, she felt the fabric of her shirt being pushed up. Celine froze. Adami, don't. However, Adain was relentless. He pulled her back onto the couch, his lips crashing against hers in a fiery kiss. The struggled against him, but her protests were lost beneath its overwhelming presence. In the chaos, a vase toppled to the floor, scattering DRWS Jaster, and inspazines everywhere. Then. That by lightning, Alan's froze. He stared at her, his expression one of shock and disbelief. Rhys still a virgin. He thought this wasn't her first time. He had never thought this was going to be her first time. Celine Litdinata hard fanned his shoulder, her teeth sinking into his flesh as if she were trying to rip away a piece of him. Adam felt the pain mud gripped her ahas to force her away. Celine's gaze landed on the long scar across his felt pelun, a scar he had earned while saving her life. However, th rent irongal for her to forget the things he had done before. Celine's eyes were filled with tears as she glared at him. The hurt in her gaze cut deeper than any wound, hitting Adarn's heart. I'm sorry. I was wrong before, Adam apologized in a hoarse voice. He was wrong before. Very wrong. She had never been with other men before. Adam had been her first. What he said before was mean and unacceptable. Celine refused to accept his apology, she refused to look at him. Grabbing her small hand, Adam slapped it against his face, hard. Celine was taken aback by the sudden action. Hit me. If once isn't enough, then twice, three times. I'm sorry. He continued slapping himself, but Celine pulled her hand away. Celine's actions amused Adam. He lowered his head, his lips brushing against hers again. Celine, do you still like me? He asked in a low and hoarse voice. What about him? Celine couldn't help but wonder if he had liked her too. She recalled what Leo said as she looked at Adam. Adam, what about? Adam kissed her softly. What? In the end, Celine chickened out. She dared not ask the question. Adam held her hand tightly, his slender fingers slipped through the gaps of hers. Give it to me, Linny. It was the first time he had ever called her that. His voice was tender and magnetic. Celine's eyes fluttered open the next morning, and she found herself still in his arms. They had fallen asleep on the couch, tangled together. Adam was still asleep, his arms wrapped around Celine's shoulder. She shifted slightly, her body sore and aching from the night before. They had crossed a line and became real husband and wife. Celine glanced at Adam's sleeping face and whispered the question that had been haunting her. Adam, have you ever liked me? Even just a little. Chapter 207. Adam remained asleep, unable to give her any response. Just then, Celine's phone lit up with an incoming call. It was from Nikki. She answered, and Nikki's anxious voice came through immediately. Celine, where are you right now? You need to come back to the dorm. Hallie's in trouble. What? Hallie was in trouble? Celine ended the call and carefully eased out of Adam's arms. She picked up her clothes from the carpet, slipping them on quickly. Without making a sound, she left the place. Not long after, a faint click echoed as the gates to the villa opened. Someone slipped in quietly. It was Nikki. She stepped inside and saw Adam asleep on the couch. Scattered clothes on the floor painted a clear picture of what had happened here last night. Adam and Celine had been together. Nikki unfastened her shirt buttons, letting the fabric slide off her shoulders, and then climbed onto the couch beside Adam. She gazed at his chiseled, handsome face with admiration. This was the closest she had ever been to him, the richest man in Mercy. Her heart raced uncontrollably, and she could hear every beat of her heart. She reached out, her hand trembling, intending to lift the blanket covering him and slip into his arms. However, Adam noticed the movement and slowly opened his eyes. Nikki quickly spoke up, "Mr. Alvarez, you're awake." Adam sat up instantly, his sharp gaze piercing her upon seeing an unfamiliar face. "Who are you? Why are you here?"
"Mr. Alvarez, I'm Nikki. We've met before."
"I'm Celine's classmate," she replied. Recognition flickered in his eyes. He remembered her as one of Celine's friends.
"Mr. Alvarez, last night, Leo called me. He asked me to come to Lux Garden to take care of you. So, last night, we—" Her words trailed off as she lowered her head, feigning embarrassment. Adam's temples throbbed. His memory of the previous night was hazy and fragmented. He recalled leaving the Tate Manor and heading to the hospital to find Celine. She had refused him. Struggling to hold on to the last shred of his sanity, he returned to Lux Garden. The rest was a blur. However, he remembered Celine had been here. She had been under him, their bodies entwined in passion. Yet now, when he woke up, she was nowhere to be seen. Had he really ended up with Celine's classmate instead? His gaze landed on a crimson stain on the couch, undeniable evidence of a girl's first time. His expression darkened. His voice was cold and commanding. "Put your clothes on." In the study room, Leo rushed in.
"Mr. Alvarez." Still dressed in his clothes from the night before, Adam's expression was grim.
"Did you go to the hospital last night to find Celine?"
"Yes.
I showed her the security footage from the villa and told her you hurt your left hand because of her. I wanted her to go to Lux Garden, but refused. She turned around and went back into the ward."
"She?"
Leo had personally watched her enter the hospital ward. However, what he didn't know was that after he left, Celine came out again and went to Lux Garden. Adam's lips curled into a faint, bitter smirk. A self-deprecating laugh escaped him. So, Celine really hadn't come. Last night, it was Nikki, not Celine. From the moment he saw the blood stain on the couch, he knew it wasn't Celine. After all, Celine was no longer a virgin.
Chapter 208. Even Adam couldn't explain it. What had he been expecting? That Celine would actually come?
"Mrs. Alvarez went into the hospital room after I spoke to her, so I followed your orders and found someone clean to send over. That someone was Nikki."
Adam's face was unreadable now.
"Got it?"
He left the stily and stepped into the bathroom, turning on the cold water. Lace streams poured over his head, soaking his hair and trickling down his neck. There were marks on his body, scratches across his chest, and a deep bite on his shoulder. He had thought they were Celine's, traces she left behind. However, they weren't. Last night had been nothing but a dream. A dream where he thought he had had her. Celine never came, and instead, he ended up with Nikki. He scrubbed at his skin furiously, as if he could erase the marks and everything they represented. When the frustration boiled over, his fist slammed against the tiled wall with a loud crack. Nikki stood in the study, dressed again and waiting nervously. Soon, Adon walked in, now fresh from his shower. He wore a crisp white shirt and black trousers. His usual polished, aloof demeanor was fully restored. His cold, detached bearing made it clear that the events of the night before were irrelevant now.
"Mr. Alvarez, Leo greeted him. Adam took his seat at the desk, his sharp gaze cutting to Nikki.
Here's a check. Take it and leave.
Leo handed her the check, a sum so large it was dizzying. However, Nikki didn't reach out for it.
I don't want the money.
She didn't want the money.
A sardonic smile curled his lips, his voice low and devoid of warmth.
This was a transaction. You're here to sell your body, right?
If you don't want the money, what do you want?
Don't tell me you've fallen for me.
Nikki's face turned pale. She had known he was cold, but she hadn't expected this level of cruelty.
His words stripped her bare, exposing her motives and crushing her dignity without a second thought.
Yet, even this cutting indifference only made him more magnetic.
Mr. Alvarez, I know you don't like me.
I'm not asking for anything romantic.
I don't want money, I just want an opportunity to join Alvarez Group's Universal Entertainment.
I'm a theater major.
I want resources to help me become a star.
Adam studied Nikki for a moment.
All right then.
Just like that, he agreed.
For a man like him, launching an entertainment career was as simple as a wave of his hand.
It wasn't even worth discussing furthermore, he was a generous person.
Ms. Barnett, someone from Universal Entertainment will be in touch soon to finalize your contract.
You'll have access to top-tier opportunities in a variety of shows, films, fashion, and all the resources you could dream of.
A gold standard team will craft your image and prepare you for stardom, Leo.
Nikki's eyes lit up. This was everything she had ever wanted.
Now, it was hers.
Thank you, Mr. Alvarez.
Adam remained indifferent.
Leo gestured toward the door.
Ms. Barnett, this way, please.
Their transaction was complete, and they wouldn't contact each other anymore.
Leo had also asked her to leave.
With one last lingering glance at him,
Nika followed Loss out.
Silence returned to the study room.
Then, a phone rang. Adam glanced at the screen. It was Lucy.
Mr. Alvarez, you let Carly alone last night.
Something happened to her.
She's in the hospital now.
You need to come immediately.
Chapter 209. Celise rushed back to the dormitory and found Haley, who had hunt her ankle.
Klein, I'm fine. I just twisted my ankle while walking today.
It's swollen, but I've already applied some masticated oil.
It'll be fine soon.
Why did Nikki?
I Elva back in such a panic?
It's really not a big deal.
So it was just a twisted ankle.
Celine exhaled, realizing how much Nikki's vague phone call had started her.
You stay here and rest.
Don't move around,
Haley said.
Celine checked Harley's ankle once she was sure Haley was okay. She grabbed her pajamas and headed to the bathroom to shower.
The hot water washed away the aches and soreness from her body, but it couldn't erase the hickeys left behind from last night.
Her mind drifted back to the events of the previous night.
His intense gaze burned into her, so raw and unguarded.
Don't look at me like that, she murmured, her hands reaching up to cover his eyes.
Adam caught her wrists, pulling them away as he pressed a searing kiss to her lips.
Lenny, you're beautiful.
She felt like she was melting in his arms.
Celine snapped her eaves shut, shaking the memory away.
Was he awake now?
Would he come looking for her?
After finishing her shower, she climbed into bed for a nap.
The exhaustion from the previous night had taken its toll, and she drifted off quickly.
When she woke up, it was already afternoon.
She grabbed her phone and checked it.
It was empty.
No calls, no messages, not a single word from him.
Her chest tightened, a flicker of disappointment crossing her eyes.
ET the bed just as a knock sounded at the door.
She got out of TH.
Haley opened it to find a group of strangers standing there.
Who are you?
Does NID stay here?
We're here to help her move out, one of them replied.
Move out?
Celine and Haley exchanged confused glances.
Where is she moving to?
Relocating to Grand Island.
She's not going to stay here anymore, the man replied.
Grand Island? That was one of the most exclusive and expensive residential areas in Mercy. Celebrities and billionaires lived there, where every square foot cost a fortune.
Are you sure you've got the right person?
Haley asked incredulously.
We're certain.
Nikki signed a contract with Universal Entertainment. She'll be managed by Diana herself. Diana was the legendary talent manager who had created countless stars. The group entered the dorm, taking only Nikki's identification documents and a few books. They discarded the rest of her belongings without a second thought.
Haley was still in shock. Celine, what just happened?
Nikki's suddenly rich.
Nada's situation was no secret to them.
Just yesterday, she was juggling several part-time jobs to make ends meet.
Yet today, she was moving into upscale neighborhood, personally signed under Diana for her debut.
What was more, Nid hadn't even bothered returning to the dorm. Instead, she had sent people to collect her belongings.
Haley was Celine frowned slightly as she watched the group leave.
Tim, not sure what's going on, but judging by those people, it seems like Nikki's doing well.
We left utterly baffled.
Don't need to worry.
Haley nodded.
I hope so.
We've always wanted her to do well.
Ever been easy coming from a humble background, she had always worked tirelessly just to make ends meet.
Her struggles and insecurities were things both Celine and Haley had witnessed firsthand.
They had genuinely wanted to help her and wished for her to.
Just then, Celine's phone rang. It was Nathan.
Celine, Ellen getting discharged today.
If you don't come pick me up, I'll juice.
Celine smacked her for it.
She had completely forgotten he was being discharged that day.
Up, I'll just leave on my own.
Chapter 210. Celine rushed to the hospital. Adam had also headed to the hospital. He went straight to the VIP suite to look for Carly. She was lying on the bed, dressed in an oversized hospital gown, face as pale as a ghost while she remained unconscious.
He walked toward the bed.
What happened to Carly?
Mr. Alvarez, after you left Carly alone last night, the effects were taking a toll on her, and she collapsed on the floor.
We had to rush her to the emergency ward to save her.
She's alive, but she hasn't regained consciousness since.
Both Hayden and Lucy were anxious and worried.
They couldn't believe he had pushed Carly aside and left her in such a vulnerable state.
Guilt and regret weighed heavily on Adam's chest.
Last night, Carly had tried to throw herself at him, pushing him onto the bed and attempting to kiss him. However, at that moment, all he could think about was Celine.
He had pushed Carly away and let Tate Manor to go to the hospital and find Celine.
He hadn't known that Carly would collapse soon after and was sent to the emergency ward.
Suddenly, Carly slowly opened her eyes as she regained consciousness.
Carly, you're awake.
Hayden and Lucy quickly rushed forward, helping her sit up in bed.
Carly's gaze landed on Adam, and her red, rimmed eyes filled with grievance.
Her voice trembled as she said, Adam, where did you go last night?
You left me alone.
Did you go to see Celine?
What?
Did he go to see Celine last night?
Lucy gasped in disbelief.
Lucy, like Carly, couldn't fathom the idea of Adam being interested in Celine.
Adam's hands, hanging loosely at his sides, clenched into tight fists.
He said nothing.
His silence was all the confirmation Carly needed.
Anger fueled her body.
Why?
What did Celine have?
Tears streamed uncontrollably down her cheeks.
Adam, you really like Celine, don't you?
This time, it wasn't a question but a statement.
Adam did like Celine.
Lucy's expression darkened.
Mr. Alvarez, what?
She was in disbelief.
Did Carly just say Adam liked Celine?
How was that possible?
She wasn't even worth anything.
Adam,
have you forgotten your promise to me? You said you'd be with me. If you don't want me anymore, I don't want to blanket and try to get out of bed. To live.
See?
Carly threw off the... Adam reached out and pulled her into his arms, holding her tightly. His voice was hoarse. Nothing happened between Celine and me. Carly froze. She slowly turned toward Adam, her tear-filled eyes brimming with cautious hope.
Adam, is that true?
Nothing happened between you two? Adam met her gaze. Carly had always been his girl. How could he abandon her? He couldn't deny it were moments when Celine made his heart race. He might even have liked her. Even though he hadn't admitted it out loud, his heart had been telling the truth. However, Celine no longer liked him. Furthermore, he owed it to Carly to take responsibility for her. Adam gently wiped the tears from Carly's face. It's over between Celine and me.